This is an extract from The Gruffalo. On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. A snake saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come for a feast in my log pile house.
It's wonderfully kind of you, snake, but no, I'm having lunch with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know? His eyes are orange, his tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this lake. And his favourite food is scrambled snake.
Scrambled snake? It's time I hid. Goodbye, little mouse. And away the snake slid.
Silly old snake. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
This is an extract from Paddington Bear. Mr. and Mrs. Brown first met Paddington on a railway platform. The Browns were waiting to meet their daughter, Judy, when Mr. Brown noticed something small and furry near the left luggage office.
"Looks like a bear," he said.
"A bear?" repeated Mrs. Brown. "On Paddington Station? Don't be silly, Henry. There can't be."
But Mr. Brown was right. It was sat on an old leather suitcase marked Wanted on Voyage.
"Good afternoon," it said. "May I help you?"
"That's very kind of you," said Mr. Brown. "But as a matter of fact, we were wondering if we could help you."
"You're a very small bear," said Mrs. Brown. "Where are you from?"
"Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway."
Mrs. Brown looked at the label around the bear's neck. It said, quite simply, "Please look after this bear. Thank you."